What are they called?
The washroom, the laundry room.
All right, now if it's not in an apartment building, but it's out in the community.
A laundromat.
Okay. Now, a place where people generally place, it's a receptacle, and it has a lid, and generally people place dirty clothes in it. What is this called?
A hamper.
All right. What is a vacuum cleaner?
A vacuum cleaner is used to vacuum the rug.
All right.
And the carpet.
All right. What is the vacuum bag?
This is the bag that's attached to the vacuum cleaner.
And what is its basic purpose?
To carry the dirt.
All right. What is a plastic pail primarily used for? What can it be used for?
Plastic pail?
Yes.
It has many functions. You can use to wash an automobile, use to mop.
Okay. Have you seen those machines some people have at home for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
A trash compactor?
Yes, but have you seen one?
Only on the television.
Okay. All right, now, there are containers that we use to put waste material from the house so that the garbage man can pick it up. What are these called?
Trash liners.
I mean, the container that we put the bulk of the garbage in is called what?
The garbage can.
All right, have you seen those large containers behind stores? They are metal, and they can be moved by a truck, and they hold great quantities of trash. What are they called?
Dumpsters.
Okay. Now, these are some terms that we go into another subject. All right. Now, generally when a person dies, the family will take this person to another person or a number of persons to be taken care of. And this person is called a what?
Wait a minute, say that again.
All right, when a person dies or somebody in your family dies,
right,
then of course, what do you do with the person's body?
You send it to the mortuary.
All right, now, what is the person called who runs the place?
The mortician.
Or what's another name?
Undertaker.
All right, now, what's the vehicle used that they carry the body around in?
The hearse.
All right, now, a place where they have a number of caskets, what have you, sometimes they have them stacked on top of another in a large building, or they might have them, you know, in certain areas. Do you know what this is called?
The undertakers?
No. Say, in some places, like in Tennessee, for example, I know that they have one. Instead of people having their family's bodies placed in the ground, there's a building where they...
A monastery?
No, that's not a monastery.
No, I wouldn't think, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Boy, it slipped a little.
All right, do you know any other names that people use for taking their families to be buried? What are some of the places called that they take their families to be buried?
The cemetery.
A cemetery, what else?
An abbey.
What's that?
An abbey.
All right, anything else? All right, the term that I was after before was a mausoleum.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Oh, you mean slang words?
Yeah.
Like, I call them cancer sticks.
Anything else?